Listen and earn to the Profit Express with your host, Tim Healy. For over a decade, Tim has helped the Long Island business community create sales systems through sales system development, training, and coaching. Tim is also the president and owner of Healy Success Solutions. Get ready as we create big-time profits for your business today. Now, here's your host, Tim Healy.
Well, hello and welcome to the Profit Express. I am Tim Healy and I'm joining you each and every week so you and I can tackle the best money-making strategies for you out there, for you entrepreneur, for you small business owner. We do it each and every week on the Profit Express. So thank you for being on board. Thank you for listening today. Now, while you're on Facebook, you can check out me in the page at the Profit Express page. Give us a like, a thumbs up. Let me know what you thought about today's show. Guests that you would love to hear on the show, I will work personally for you to get them on for you, okay? And also, you can follow me on Twitter at Radio Tim Healy. That's at Radio Tim Healy. So I'm all sorts of excited today. I think you can hear that in my voice. There's an additional level of energy from what I normally have. Perhaps it's today's guest. You don't know who that is yet, so I already have your attention. And today we're talking about what it takes to start, to run, and succeed, most importantly, with your own small business. Now, perhaps you've just opened up or you've recently opened up your own business, or maybe you are in the idea slash dream stage looking to make it a reality. And you know that if you're in the beginning stages, it can be as terrifying as it is exciting. So if you are a small business owner, the lure of success is oh so sweet. And of course, you're very much aware of the fact that the chances of succeeding are very much stacked against you. And there are so many balls in the air at any one time, from sales and marketing to production to financing to cash flow and recruiting and HR, and the list goes on. Now, if you like most small business owners, well, you could probably use some help. Well, I heard you loud and clear, and that is exactly what you're going to get from today's guest. That's right. He is Rob Basso. He's back on the show. He's already been on the show a number of times in the past, and he is the CEO of Associated Human Capital Management and has over 20 years of experience in the HR and payroll services sector. And his experiences include funding and growing Advantage Payroll Services, Long Island's, which was Long Island's region's largest independently owned payroll and tax filing company before it was acquired earlier this year. And of course, Rob is also an author and a speaker as well. So this is going to be a great conversation with someone who did it and is still doing it from the trenches today. And Rob is going to share some critical do's and don'ts that he's experienced firsthand with his sleeves rolled up. So it's a pleasure to have back on the Profit Express. Rob Basso, how are you today?
I'm doing fantastic, Tim. How are you?
I'm really good. It's great to have you in studio, of course. I always like when you're in studio.
And it sounds better for your listeners, too.
Always live in studio, you know? Actually, the last time that you actually had a call-in, you were in San Antonio, Texas. You were on the Inc. 5000 list.
Right? Yeah, that was for my company, Advantage Payroll Services.
Right.
And, you know, that was quite an exciting trip. And that's just another piece of, you know, being an entrepreneur and trying to be successful in America. You get a chance to meet all these other successful people. And, yeah, it was a great trip, and I'm glad I was able to do the show from there.
Yeah, no, it was very exciting to have you because, I mean, I think, if memory serves me, like, the list has companies from – $2 million in revenue up to like a billion.
Yep.
So you get the complete, you know, gamut of who's who.
Yes.
And you're right in the mix of that. Yeah. So that was fantastic. You know, you and I have such a history going back, and it's funny, not too long ago, I celebrated the 400th show here. 400 shows.
400.
Can you imagine? I think today, 421. This is the show.
Oh, I'm glad.
And I kid you not, you were show number 4.
Wow.
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Was I any good?
Of course you were good. I was, you know, I brought somebody like you on. So in the beginning, yeah, I didn't know what the heck I was doing.
Okay.
I would sound halfway decent. But yeah, so that, because I keep the records in every single show, right? And so you were show number 4. You've been on, you know, obviously a number of times in between. And it's always great. And you and I were talking, you know, off air before the show started, you know, in the industry, in radio and television, lots of talking heads, okay, in the media business. But the reason I'm having you on is because the people who are listening to the Profit Express, the entrepreneurs, you know, small business owners, startups, people who are thinking of, you know, they're in that idea dream phase, right? it's electrifying, it's terrifying, it's all those emotions that you know that you've experienced, I've experienced firsthand. So I like to have somebody like you on, local success story, local entrepreneur, who not only has done it, you know, you started Advantage, it was over 20 years ago?
Yeah, we had the company for 22 years, literally started in the basement in somebody's storage room. If people had known that I was printing checks in a storage room on a dot matrix printer, and for any of you millennials, you probably don't know what a dot matrix printer is.
What?
Exactly. Yeah. But, you know, you fake it till you make it, you know that old saying? And right. And that's literally what I did. I always made sure I had a nice pair of shoes, though, so you look the part.
You have to. There's those few things, perceptions, reality, that you know. That are key. Now, wasn't mom a part of the original like envelope stuffing back in the day?
Yeah, my mom was literally stuffing envelopes. And then we decided to remain mother and son that maybe we shouldn't work together. That lasted about a year and a half. And I give us both credit for not killing each other. But, you know, she's proud of me. And I was glad that I had the help from someone I could trust. So,
Especially even if you get somebody for a year and a half, that could be all you need to kind of, you know, just get the ball rolling.
Well, listen, that's really kind of a good segue, too. It's just that whole startup phase. I wish I could say back in the day, I did it as well as I could have now. And, you know, that's part of the thing that I think we're going to get to today, mm-hmm. where it's one thing to do it once and then to try to do it again, you have these predisposed notions of what it's going to be like. And usually you're shattered, you know, when you realize it's not what you think it's going to be. Not necessarily in a good or a bad way, just different. You know, when you first start, you're literally just completely bootstrapped, hoping people will take you seriously. You have this wonderful business plan that you printed out in Excel, and you got to get people excited about it. And that is incredibly exciting and enticing for most people. But I have to tell you, the journey was the part, when I look back, which was the most important. It wasn't necessarily about making the money. While that was nice, it was really about that journey. And if you look at it that way, as a beginning entrepreneur, that you're about to embark on a journey, you're going to have a much better time during the process than being beholden to the almighty dollar. I know that's going to sound awful, you know, to a business person.
It doesn't.
But
no.
That's what it is. And, and I only knew this halfway through. And in retrospect, now at 45 years old, not 23 or 24 years old, that gives you the perspective to say, I see why this worked. I see why this worked, because I had my head in the right direction about making the products and services so good that they were better than some of these big public competitors that had been out in the marketplace for 30 years.
Right.
That was the fun part. That's what made the business successful.
Now, you started off, you're actually a Hofstra alum.
Yeah, okay. I went to Hofstra in 94.
94. Man, time goes
by. Oh, you're killing me.
Hey, I got a few years on you, pal, so you're all right. So you go to Hofstra, you get a degree, history?
Yeah, I was a history education major. I couldn't find a job teaching, so now I own a payroll and HR company. That makes a lot of sense.
What told you back then that you wanted to become a small business owner?
Well, the simple story is I wanted to be a teacher. I really thought that I had, you know, the chops for it, where, mm-hmm. you know, I even can imagine having the leather patches on my elbow and showing up to the the school every day and imparting my 22
– the corduroy blazer,
imparting my 22-year-old wisdom to people that were only a few years younger than me. Well, the reality was I couldn't find a job. So I was working in a deli in an office building, and I wrapped my resume in all the sandwiches. And I could picture pushing the mustard aside. And well, to make a long story short, I got three or four job offers, and I needed a job because I needed to pay rent. So I started working in this marketing organization for a big healthcare firm. And 2 weeks before I was supposed to start the job, the lady called me and said, we had budget cuts. I was back in the deli making sandwiches. But there's a silver lining. The silver lining was she felt so bad that her husband ran a regional payroll service company, interviewed me, hired me. I became their top salesperson, underpaid, underappreciated. And I said, I'm not going to start off my career this way. And I quit without a job to start my own company.
Awesome. So that kind of being used and abused was kind of like your moment, actually, it sounds like.
It was. And I've tried my best to take that into consideration when I'm doing my hiring, when I'm communicating with my staff. And I mean, some of my staff has worked for me for the entire 20 years. So, but for me, that was the impetus. It was realizing that I've seen too many people be bullied around, even at that young age. I'm like, this is just not for me. And to be quite honest, I didn't know how hard it was going to be.
Nobody does. Yeah. You can't. You can't until you're in it. This is the Prophet Express. You're listening to 88.7 FM WRHU. Today's guest is Rob Basso. And you're listening. You're the entrepreneur. You're the small business owner. Maybe you're just in the infancy stages. Maybe you're in the dream stage. You're not there yet. And instead of having the talking head pundit, which we talked about earlier, we're having a gentleman in the studio, local success story, Rob Basso, who recently sold Advantage Payrolls earlier this year, April 2018, company he started 20 years ago. So you're somebody who's done it. You're currently doing it. You're the founder and CEO of Associated HCM, which is Human Capital Management. So this is great. If you're just tuning in, this is a great kind of conversation because this is a real conversation. And I know the kind of wisdom and experience Rob's going to be sharing with you is so good. He got the whole hour. No pressure, Rob.
Yeah, right.
No pressure. You're doing great. So now let me ask you this. This I've been meaning to ask you this question. You started Advantage 20 years ago. You put, you know, it's the cliche of blood, sweat, and tears.
That's okay? True.
You put into it, you're making a successful company. In 2016, you made the Inc. 5000 list. What was it like earlier this year? I know it's a long process, obviously, but when it was finally said and done and it was sold, what was that like to you emotionally?
It was probably the hardest thing that I've ever done. And some of my friends and even my family don't quite understand it because it put me in a financial position to be generally comfortable.
Sure.
And it was hard because I had to say goodbye to a lot of people that left the company to go with the people that I sold it to. That was emotionally draining, making the announcement. So some people were going to be very sad with what I was about to tell them. And others who stayed with me with my new venture were extremely happy. So right. It was just extreme mixed emotions. Plus, again, this all comes with perspective and only time passing is that I didn't realize how important that company was, that lived with me basically my entire adult life up until this point,
yeah.
Where it was the place I went to, it was the name that I called home, it was the phone number that I called, the same phone number
yeah.
for 20-some years. And that was a very hard to get over. And I don't know that you ever completely get over it. You move on and you get past it, but probably there's not a day that I don't think about it. And, you know, there are entrepreneurs that can probably say, great, I made a buck, I'm moving on, see you, everybody, see you, name of the company. And that's fine.
Right.
That's just not me.
Right.
And it doesn't mean that I'm sappy. It means that I realized how much time, energy, and effort I put into it. And I think most people probably feel that way. I've had a long-term business.
I'm not trying to, you know, sound corny or sappy either, but as you said, you had people from the very beginning still with you. Some people have moved with you. There's a family element to that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've seen births of children. I've been to their weddings. Yeah. I've been to divorces. I guess you don't go to a divorce. Yeah,
I know there's maybe a post-party divorce. I don't know.
I've witnessed them, you know, all kinds of things. Help people with family matters and just all the things that go along with that. And it depends what kind of CEO and what kind of leader you're going to be.
Right.
I know people that don't want to have anything to do with the people that work with them. And there is a fine line. And, you know, that is something that when you're building the business, you do need to be careful. You need to be cognizant that these people are human beings, that they're important to you for a financial reason. But I would always say you take the humanistic approach the best that you can, especially when starting hiring your first few people, because you never know, these people could turn out to be the most important people in your life, and you treat them as such, you know, whether they last a year, 6 months, or 20 years.
Right. So now, you had the sale earlier this year. You, obviously the founder, CEO, Associated HCM. Mm-hmm. You're comfortable, you have some resources, you could have made decisions, obviously. You could have chose different things, okay? Why getting into a similar industry? I know they do different things in Advantage.
Yeah, okay? I mean, you know, the answer really is I know the industry really, really well.
Yeah.
And I've got a history in this business. And it's certainly not because I was concerned about my ability in outside of this industry. It's just sometimes it is easier to pick the path of least resistance. And in this case, the path of least resistance was to do what you know. Now, I know what some of your listeners are thinking. It's like, how is he in the same business? He just sold his company. Well, I'd like to say that I was such a masterful negotiator. Well, that's partly maybe true. The truth is I negotiated a non-solicit, which I can't take the customers, but right. I can compete freely in the marketplace. Now, you got to remember, I sold this, my entity, to a $3 billion public company.
Right.
And this is my theory. My theory is they believe that I could never be a significant competitor. And then years down the road, when they want my clients, they'll buy me again. So I'm the feeding ground for these large public companies, by the way, myself and many other people in this industry and similar industries. So
that's their strategy at their
I
level.
I believe it's their strategy at their level, because why in the world would they let me be in business? But, you know, I feel strongly that the new path that we're taking, because of the changes in the industry with the software that I have and with the top people that I have, that we have a chance to not only be the leader in the marketplace, but do it twice as fast as it took me last time. And that's exciting for me. So my goal is not to take 20 years. My goal is to take, you know, 7 to 9 years, 7 to 10 years to be bigger than it took me 20 years last time. So I'm goal-driven.
That's your goal starting out.
Well, I'm goal-driven, so you ask me why I do these things. Yeah. If I was going to do it and take 20 years, that probably doesn't take that much effort on my part. But to do it in half the time, yeah, I can do it because I've got resources that I didn't have before. And, you know, watch out, Long Island. I mean, this is the fun part, and this is what I'm excited to help everybody else do.
So did you look at or did you consider, again, you listen to the Profit Express in studio with Rob Basso, founder and CEO of Associated HCM. If you don't know, they're a leading provider of advanced HR and payroll and human capital management services. Of course, for businesses, nonprofits alike. Did you consider anything else, a different industry?
Well, I've always invested in other industries for the last probably 16 years. So I've dabbled in many different industries outside of my industry once right. I had the resources to do that. So sure, I've been approached by several folks in different industries to be the CEO of their company, to invest in their organizations. And I've actually done that on a few occasions as far as the investment purposes, because you also don't want to be completely stacked in one particular area. Mm-hmm. My career and my investment in my business is no different than a stock portfolio. I'm putting a lot of eggs in this basket, so I have to have eggs in other baskets, because even if you have the best plans and even if I had a 20-year history of being successful, past results are not indicative of future success. So I'm also a realist. Now, I feel pretty strongly that we're going to do incredibly well, but so I'm planting seeds and other opportunities to make sure that even if it doesn't go exactly as planned, that I'm still in a good spot.
Right.
So sure, I'll continue to look for opportunities in other industries.
You're not going anywhere. You're sticking around. This is the Profit Express, 88.7 FM, WRHU. We're continuing the conversation with Rob Basso. And up next, I want to talk to him about if somebody is going to come to him and ask him, hey, you know what? I want to be an entrepreneur, but I don't know what industry to go in. How can you choose what is the right industry? Don't go anywhere.
Now, back to the Profit Express on 88.7 FM, WRHU. Once again, here is your host, Tim Healy.
Well, hello and welcome back to the Profit Express. I'm Tim Healy. Thank you for listening and sharing some of your time with me today. If you happen to be on Facebook, you can follow the Profit Express page and also on Twitter at Radio Tim Healy. Let me know if guests that you'd love to hear on the show. I will. This is no joke. Right, Rob? This is no joke. I will work at getting
I'm
more.
Not laughing.
No, absolutely. I'm serious. Rob Basso in studio for you right now. So listen, you are the small business owner. You're listening. You are in the dream stage of opening up your own business. And I've decided to have Rob on today to talk about his experience. If you're just tuning in, Rob had recently sold Advantage Payroll Systems, a company he had started 20 years ago. And so he's somebody who did it and is continuing to do it. And he's also now the owner and founder of Associated HCM, which is Human Capital Management. And they are in the HR and payroll sector as well. So listen, somebody comes up to you. you know, randomly at a barbecue at a networking event, and they're working for somebody, they're struggling. It's the sales guy who you were 20 something years ago, who is used and abused, knows they got a talent. They're like, I want to be a business owner. I want to call my shots, but I don't know which direction to go in. So they have your ear. What do you begin to tell somebody like that?
Well, I think some of the traditional advice is to, you know, people tell people, well, what kind of personality do you have? Are you gregarious? Are you are you shy? Are you reserved? Are you an analytical person? And, you know, I guess I buy some of that advice, but the way that I did it and the way that I would recommend that you do it is that you investigate things that interest you, that make money. Too many people love, and I'm not picking on anybody in particular. Let's just say you're a surfer, okay? I'm not a surfer, but I have plenty of friends are, and it's awesome. I wish I could surf. Maybe one day I'll learn how to do it.
I would surf. I'm just afraid of sharks.
Okay, yeah, I don't like sharks. The shark thing, I agree. So, you know, I would say, okay, you're a surfer. That's great. Wonderful. You know, what are your life goals? Well, I want to have a house in Malibu on the cliffs and I want to go down with my surfboard. Wait a minute. So, okay, you want to surf. Well, I understand why you want the house in Malibu because it's right, the surf is right below and you're going to go surfing. But last time I checked, if you go into a business and you own a little surf shop someplace on the street, you're probably not going to make enough dough to fulfill your dreams and requirements. Now, that doesn't mean you can't be a surfboard manufacturer and figure out a way to do it. My point is, it doesn't always have to be the things that you love and the things that you think that you could spend. Oh my God, this is amazing. I'm really the case in point because, as I told you, I was a history education major and I went into an industry that until I had my first job, I don't think I ever got a real paycheck. And then I started working for a payroll company. I didn't even know what that was. But what I was saying, because I got the job and I got started in it. What I learned that I loved was managing people and growing a business. It wasn't incredibly important exactly what that business did.
Okay.
And for me, that's why I've made investments outside of this industry because, you know, I think too many people focus on having a particular business that suits their particular whims and fancies. And that sometimes doesn't necessarily mean it's going to make money or you're going to like it. It's what you're going to do in that business is what really matters. And, you know, some people might have completely contrary opinions to what I think, but some of my friends are the most successful fell into their careers and worked their careers based on some of the things that I'm talking about, not based on the fact that they thought that they would love it.
A lot of us have fallen into careers.
Yeah.
A lot of us. And, you know, you bring up a few very interesting points. You know, Mike Rowe, Dirty Jobs, had him on the show, and he says, you know, everybody—
Love that guy.
Oh, he's great. He's fantastic. Talk about a radio voice.
Yeah.
So he goes, you know, following your passion is great. We talk about, we hear that's the traditional thing. He's like, but what if your passion doesn't pay you well?
Mike and I agree.
Yeah. And listen, I'm not knocking payroll. It's not particularly a sexy industry.
Sexy. Sometimes I wonder, you know, I'm up there and in front of, you know, whether it's on television or whether it's at a speaking engagement and, you know, some people don't even know what it is and you have to explain it to them and they're like, oh. That's what you do? I'm like, yes, but that's not really what I do. What I do is provide necessary services and I allow the money that corporations make to flow to their employees, that flow into the economy. So I see myself as a vital piece of the economy to get the money flowing out to the retail establishments to help the organization and the country grow. So it all depends the way you look at what you do. So I just have a completely bigger look at writing somebody's paycheck.
Yeah, so you're looking at not like necessarily with some, you know, HR compliance or maybe some of the drier things, but really at the end of the day, what a service like yours provides.
That's right.
In helping grow, helping protect as well, all of those things, big picture, and that's what kind of gets you going.
Yeah, to me, that's the sexy part.
Yeah,
but that's also self-preservation. That's also telling yourself these stories, but who doesn't do that in life?
Everybody.
You tell yourself stories so you get up in the morning and you do things, but that's okay. Don't let everybody tell you that it's not okay to do that. And that's not lying to yourself. That's framing your reality. People mm-hmm. frame their own reality every right. day, sometimes for not good reasons and sometimes for perfectly valid reasons. And this is one of those times where sometimes you have to realize when you're starting a business that it has to be something that's going to meet your personal financial goals. Because at the end of the day, that business is your vehicle to success, wealth, and happiness. It's not just about what that company does. That business exists at your behest. That business exists right. for you, by you. And that's the hard thing for folks that are not entrepreneur or aren't business owners. You know, Healy Success Solutions is put on the planet to help people learn better sales tactics and grow their business. But at the end of the day, it's built for Tim Healy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know, you bring up a very good point. And listen, if you're just tuning in, it's the Profit Express, 88.7 FM, WRHU. In studio, we have Rob Basso, who is the founder and CEO of Associated HCM. He's also coming off the sale of a business he started 20 years ago, Advantage Payroll, which he sold earlier this year. So I want to have a conversation with Rob for you listening, for you, the small business owner, startup, wanting to be entrepreneur. Passion can be dangerous if unchecked.
I agree.
I like what you say, because at the end of, you know, maybe we're old school. I don't think so. But too much of this is, you know, you got to do what's, you know, you follow your passion, this and that and the other. But it's like, okay, you know, and if you can combine both, great. But at the end of the day, and you said it, and it's so simple, but it's so important. Can you make money?
Listen, this is a business show. We're talking right, about exactly. making money.